Pacific Northwest travelers will get ringside seats to see if two airlines can be partners and rivals at the same time. One of those frenemies, if you will, is Seattle-based Alaska Airlines. And in the other corner, Delta Airlines. The two are long-term contractual allies, but the relationship is being tested. On Monday, Delta used the occasion of a new route celebration to declare Seattle as its newest hub. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more on what this means for the region.
Delta and SeaTac Airport pulled out all the stops to celebrate the inaugural Delta flight from Seattle to Hong Kong. A lion dance troupe paraded through the terminal. Caterers passed out champagne and cake at the gate. Two airport fire trucks saluted the departing flight with a water cannon arch. The Hong Kong nonstop is the latest in a rapid expansion this year by Delta in the Northwest. The airline's vice president for Seattle, Mike Medeiros, says by year's end, Delta will nearly triple its daily departures from Seattle.
With the addition of now Hong Kong and the 95 flights that we'll have by the end of this year, Seattle's now Delta's newest hub. So congratulations, Seattle.
The Atlanta-based carrier says Seattle is ideally situated to be its Pacific gateway. Medeiros says the airline's planners determined travelers and businesses in this region were vastly underserved. Delta is adding lots of feeder flights from other Western cities to fill its international wide bodies. It's heavily advertising itself as Seattle's global airline. And another thing,
we have been on a hiring spree to get ready for this summer, and that is a tremendous story. We are up to nearly 2,800 employees here in the area. And that's up from, just a few hundred several years ago.
But wait, Seattle already has a hometown airline. It's the biggest hub for sibling carriers Alaska and Horizon Air. Alaska Air Group CEO Brad Tilden claims Delta's rapid buildup is adding too many seats.
We believe our competitors' actions are creating a surplus of capacity in many of the markets we serve, which we'll be dealing with until supply and demand come back into balance, which is something that we do believe will happen.
Delta calls its expansion disciplined and says that it's filling its seats. Either way, during a recent earnings call, Tilden said Alaska Air's lower cost structure and loyal customers will help it withstand the new competition.
We've had a couple of big competitive onslaughts over the last 20 years that we've come through just fine. And I'm very confident that we're going to come through this and come through this as a stronger company.
Passengers waiting in the terminal see potential upside from the rivalry of the two carriers. There are the additional nonstop flights. Both Delta and Alaska are tempting frequent flyers with mileage program bonuses. Selected customers get electronic coupons, too. Traveler Eric Parrish of Seattle hopes the added competition pushes down airfares.
I mean, any competitor should be able to come in and take on somebody else. Allegedly, we have free markets here. Some people debate how free they are, but it seems that anybody could start an airline and come and take them head-to-head. It would be a good thing for consumers.
Increased competition should at least keep a lid on fares, so says SeaTac Airport Managing Director Mark Reese. However, Reese does not expect a no-holds-barred airfare war.
We're confident that the demand in Seattle is such that an increase in capacity, an increase in flights, will certainly have some downward effect on fares, but it's going to be able to be accomplished with both airlines being competitive and being successful.
Reese says the Port of Seattle, which runs the airport, is looking to design an expanded international arrivals area. He says the airport may also need to add gates to a separate terminal used by Alaska Airlines. And finally, there's a back-at-you twist to this. This month, Alaska is launching flights to seven new cities from Delta's longtime hub in Salt Lake City. I'm Tom Bonsi in SeaTac, Washington.